went into the static there a bit. You were clear in the last one.
How did you like my guest?
Yeah. Sounded pretty good there. So you got a friend out there.
Yeah, they're going to the car, and the mother was very proud of her daughter talking on the radio. It's like, she never heard of ham radio before. She was born in Canada, but said that she was there of Korean ancestry.
Oh, I see. Just a family outing there?
As far as I can tell, the mother, she was like wearing a bonnet hat, and the girl had glasses on. So, yeah, and she didn't check it out. She actually talked to you. I says, you know, I told you to talk nice or whatever, because I don't want, you know, the ham radio thing to be soiled to people that never heard of it before.
Oh, yeah. You got to be gentle at first, and then you wait for the old season pros like you and Alfred.
Well, I hope it would be nice to the people.
No, I'm talking about some hams treat them.
Yeah. I should have had water with me. Oh, man. No, that was good. No. I should have had water. You don't have water in there, do you, Doc? Yeah, please. Okay. You too.
Yeah. Okay, but you always generally remind city folks or people, if they're out and about there, not to get too tempted to be friendly with the smaller cub-like bear, because off in the distance somewhere, and maybe not in your view, mama is very watchful, and if you're perceived as a threat, she will attack.
This bear that I saw should have actually been with its mother. It should have been actually with its mother. No mother came along, so he was like either a runter or something. He should have been with his mother.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like I said, I don't know what area you're in there, but don't be fooled. It may not be, but if something's picked up and gets in their head about you being a threat between her baby or her little one, she will come out of nowhere.
Well, this is the Minkata parking lot. This is the regular where the cars park on the north side and the south. It's the gravel parking lot the first time you come to the Minkata.
Yeah, well, when you get to the end of the road there, and you usually come up to a gate there, and you can either turn left or follow the small road that winds up into the housing area, or to the right there is a lot there. Yeah, but you know, they wander all over there. They're that's their backyard.
Yeah, I was gonna try to tune my 60-meter antenna. And you came back, and you was a nice boy.
Part there's, you know, usually no serious threat or harm. They generally the adult ones will keep their distance and you know, tempted to share your sandwich or anything. Because that can end up very, very ugly, and it's not a good habit to start doing that, because you're just creating a situation where they're going to be more and more tempted, and they already do that in the garbage cans.
Oh, I give them nothing. I don't want them to be near them. I don't want them. I'm here. What are you doing? You are. I better run.
No, the last thing you want to do is run away from the bear, because you know, that signals a chase kind of situation. So You just want to make a lot of noise, talk loud, and wave your arms up towards the sky and make yourself look bigger than what you are. And at the same time, don't do anything to bring them towards you.
No, I'm not running anywhere, but he was in there eating something. That's what it was. And we got a big chunk of ham in the back there in a bag that we got from the church. That they decided that, you know, they asked me if I wanted it, so I said yeah. So him and I will be snacking on ham for the next couple of days.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they can smell it. Their sense of smell is very, 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 you know, so I'm sure they could, you know, especially with a sweet aroma, they have a nose for it.
I'm going to get into the, oh, you know, I'm going to try to get tuned here. I'm having a hard time trying to tune it.
Yeah, well, key better. Yeah, you're coming in way. Did you move from your location when I first started talking to you?
Well, I had the antenna stuck to the side of the car so it wouldn't interact with my 20-meter antenna. Then I put it on the top, so I don't know if it changed it or made it better or worse.
Oh, no, you're really good. You're pinning the... Pinning the needle into the red, touch of the red, so yeah, you know, got good modulation and good signal strength, so yeah, everything's good.
Okay, I'm going to get you in a bit. VA 7 Echo Charlie Papa, V7HWD. I'm going to get my little Allen key going and get this thing off and try to tune it for once.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking of getting back to you, give you an idea of what's happening on the screen, because I can see the signal up and down 20 meters there. There is some, and I can pick them up, but I don't know if you're going to pick them up, but you might.
Well, I'm going to be trying to tune my 60-meter antenna. I'll get the 20 in a bit. I'm going to try to do the 60-meter antenna.
Okay. Talk to you later.